In this episode of Josh Reed's Other People's Published Poetry, I'm going to read The Quality of Light by Jill Jones from a collection of poems, Viva the Real. The Quality of Light. The light comes and goes like a cloudy day in the 80s, or maybe the 90s, but anyway a pastime, when there were wires and the incandescent and a playful sun. Maybe even an impressionist, as late as Monet, would recognize it, even as his eyesight failed during World War I, even though he's long dead. But the sun, the atmosphere, the clouds I can see, any day I look up, are there, and changing there, with or without me. With or without me writing as though they are there for me. But I'm not there. In the letters, though I may scribe them while drinking coffee, or watching turtle doves running along the top of the fence, as another truck slowly prints out tire tracks in the dust along the new rails construction corridor. Ink pregnates paper. That does not seem remarkable, and it's not, if the words merely come. Exhaust and clanging compose the day, as well as light. And I think the air has become more opaque since the 90s, though it's still full of movement, of wings and sound, water, leaves, disgorgement. In the birdbath there's a yellow leaf, clearer than in the ponds, I presume, of the Giverny, only 80 km from Paris, but a place I've never been, or the nerve system of creeks leading to the Torrens, or the oily wash of Sydney Harbour. Luminosity perhaps is a dream, like travel, building, or words. It all comes and goes. It is as if it's happening, at least that's the impression, like light, as so much fails. Thank you. And on to the commentary for The Quality of Light by Jill Jones. This is one of those poems where, you know, you read it and you kind of go, oh, that was a nice poem. And you think, well, what did I just read? I mean, you can read things and enjoy them without understanding them. It's not unheard of. It's not even uncommon. So I read this poem, and because this poem, I like the way it sounded, I like the kind of the images of it. It bounced between, you know, the present day, then going from the 80s to 90s, then back as far as Monet and World War I, and then bringing you back to the present. It was kind of, for me as a reader, worth reading a couple of times. But not immediately. You kind of go off reading your poems and kind of, you can't stop thinking about it until you come back and read it. I mean, this poem's not particularly, there's nothing particularly, like, wowing or special about this poem. You know, you're not going to pick it out on the highlight reel of the book. But just the way it's told and just the images of that kind of, the whole poem is about someone looking at the way the light is falling. And, you know, specifically, you know, the light on a cloudy day as you're sitting there writing. You know, drinking coffee or I know the narrator says drinking coffee or watching turtle doves, but you might be drinking anything, you know, whiskey, tea, whatever it is you drink when you're writing, and whatever you sort of stare at mindlessly while you're also technically writing. But it's not really about even that, it's more about whether you're there or not. The light is still going to be there. The clouds, and the sun, the sky. Keep on. Keeping on. Irrespective of you and what you're doing. And there's a kind of that sense of time as well. Not just in the date, but, you know, ink impregnates paper. And this kind of, you know, without pushing it too far, the poem is kind of that sense of time and sense of belonging and place without kind of being over the top about it, and kind of in a very subtle way. And then it somehow ends up talking about the way you look at light and the way you sort of describe light being a dream, the way travel is a dream, because previously she's mentioned a leaf that looks like something in France or Paris, even though she's never been to Paris. And so this idea that you can sit down at your desk and you're writing, but you can be in Paris, or you can be, you know, building a world, or you just think you're writing a good sentence, it may not be. But the whole sense of this poem is kind of, for me as a reader, it kind of is looking at time and the way you look at things and sort of the fact that no matter what you do, in fact, that as you are doing what you're doing, everything sort of is going on around you, as it always has been. And the quality of light doesn't so much change as the person viewing that light changes. Or something like that. I just enjoyed it. And thank you very much for listening to my reading of The Quality of Light by Jill Jones and my commentary on the poem. I hope you enjoyed both. I appreciate you for listening. Thank you very much.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.